red flag laws. A lot of people are talking about them. Many are pushing back against them. How much do you know about them? They're laws that are meant to remove weapons from dangerous people before tragedy or crime takes place, hence the term red flag. Process allows people to petition a civil court to temporarily remove that person's guns. Red flag laws are sometimes called extreme risk protection orders, gun violence restraining orders, state crisis intervention orders. Depends from state to state. Each state's laws set rules for who can start the petition process. Some states allow only law enforcement to request the orders. Other states allow family members, close contacts, like coworkers or teachers, to file a petition. Most petitions are filed by law enforcement. They're usually granted by the courts. Petitions generally ask for some sort of documentation. For example, look at the laws in Maryland. Petitioners there are asked to write on a form what behaviors led them to believe that the person poses an immediate danger by possessing a gun. Also ask the petitioner to list the number, the type, the location of that individual's guns, and the past acts or threats of violence, substance abuse, criminal history, things along that line. And once the court gets that petition, the judge has to follow their state law. Explains what the criteria is that a judge has to, or at least could, consider. You look at California, judges have to consider whether the person has made threats, acted violently within the past 6 months, had a pattern of threats or violence over the past year. They also have to consider whether the person has violated a domestic violence emergency protective order or was convicted of a crime that would keep them from legally holding a gun. Judge can consider evidence of alcohol, substance abuse as well. Now, if the threat of harm is imminent, courts can issue an emergency order without a hearing ordering the removal of a person's guns. Those orders can only last a few days, maybe 3 weeks. Again, varies greatly from state to state. Before issuing a final order, a court holds a hearing where the person can testify on their own behalf, or they can bring a lawyer too, just like any court case. In most states, final orders can last up to a year. They can be extended, but once that order is issued, the person has to hand over their guns. The critics of these laws say they lack due process, which that's not really accurate. These are standard operational civil proceedings, just like any court case. Again, individuals can testify. There's no risk of incarceration. Prosecutors are only involved if someone violates an order, which is rare. It does happen, but that's not the purpose of these hearings. It is possible for someone who is undergoing the red flag law to separately face a criminal charge, but most situations are no parallel criminal case. Courts in Connecticut, Indiana, Florida ruled that the laws do not violate the process rights of respondents. Speaking of Connecticut, that was the first state to pass a red flag law. That was way back in 1999. States today with red flag laws include California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington State, as well as Washington, D.C. Now, do these laws work? A lot of studies on this found a couple of examples. This one from the Violence Prevention Research Program at the University of California, Davis. They studied 200 cases in California between 2016 and 2018. An analysis of 21 mass shooting threats found that none of them took place after the red flag laws were used. Studies of laws in Connecticut and Indiana, too, found that one suicide is prevented for every 10 to 20 red flag orders that are issued.